This is Anna Carmo with UN News. 50 years since the first moonwalk, space technology has made a huge difference to life on Earth. Just think about all those weather and telecommunications satellites orbiting way above us. Now, with the help of high-precision satellite imagery and a nifty mobile phone app, UN satellite experts are aiming to give small island states threatened by natural disasters and climate change the best chance of survival. In an interview with UN News' Kina Vujanic-Beck to celebrate World Space Week, Dr. Einar Bjørgo explains how technology out there in orbit can be applied for development and humanitarian ends.
We have developed a mobile application to give tools in the hands of initially early responders to natural disasters, those who are in the field, and for them to take photos that are designed to work over low bandwidth and also provide photos to us immediately through our servers at CERN. It's, of course, georeferenced, so we know exactly where the photo was taken. You very quickly have information about the situation after, for example, an earthquake. So that is what the UN is very much about, being able to use practical applications of technology and putting tools in the hands of users at the national level is fundamental in order to move forward and benefiting the practical level from technologies.
Maybe a personal question. I would like to know how you had this idea to develop this technology.
I was actually studying in Bergen in Norway. I was looking at how the polar ice caps were melting. That was at the time of the Rwanda genocide. And I started to explore if that type of technology I was using to look at the melting ice cap, if that could be used for humanitarian purposes. So at that time, there was no one else really doing that. So I had the pleasure to work with the UNHCR for the first 3 years in the United Nations. And I learned a lot from that. We really saw how this technology could benefit the humanitarian part of the UN. And then UNOSAT was just starting out, and I was asked to join the team and been pleased to then been able to work on many, many different issues over the years and seeing how the technology now can be used for different types of applications from, of course, humanitarian, but also in development, into all the main aspects of the UN, peace, security, human rights, etc.
Finally, as you know, this week is World Space Week. And today, as we talk more and more about climate change dangers, are you optimistic that space technology is going to help us beat it?
Oh, absolutely. I think we will see more and more space technologies having direct practical impacts of our life. Already, of course, it is having a huge impact. Of course, telecommunication satellites, weather satellites, these are all part of our daily life. But increasingly, the other types of satellite imagery that we are using will little by little see and make their way into services. And that is what has been lacking so far. We have been seeing how the industry has progressed, and they are now moving more and more away from providing individual, let's say, satellite images and more providing information. An example of that, when we are looking to improve climate resilience in the UN, of course, we are guided by the Sustainable Development Agenda. We are committed to leaving no one behind. An example of that, and in the domain of space technology, would be our Common Sensing Project. This is a project where we are teaming up with the Commonwealth Secretariat out of in London, as well as several UK entities, in order to provide capacity development to three countries to start with: Fiji, Vanuatu, and the Solomon Islands. It's a great example of how space technology can also be helped to leave no one behind. We are helping countries that are directly faced with the climate change right now, and they need to take very hard decisions on moving people, for example, because it's no longer sustainable where their current villages are. So by using space technology, we can help the countries to see, okay, where would be the best places to move people, for example. We also use, of course, the same technology to see where are the hazardous areas with more and more tropical storms, with heavier storms, and where will these have the most effect? So all this information we can derive from space technologies. But what is extremely important is that we work hand in hand with the government. It is very important to sit there with them, with the government, over time. So in these projects, we do deploy people to the countries, we learn from the government, and we are together designing the solutions that are best fit for purpose for their specific needs.